And now the KWGS local news at 5:31. The milk and bread run has started as residents prepare for the much-heralded winter storm. Forecasters are still unsure exactly what will happen. It should start out as freezing drizzle tomorrow morning, then transition to rain, and then into snow tomorrow night into Saturday.
This is when we could see a band of heavy snow develop to the northwest of the track of the system. It's the location of the heaviest band that remains the most uncertain at this time.
National Weather Service meteorologist Stephen Cobb says the track should be somewhere in this area, but the accumulation amount is still up in the air, most likely in the 3 to 6 inch range. The National Weather Service this morning issuing a winter storm watch for the area. Tulsa's U.S. Beef is selling all of its Arby's restaurants. The firm is selling the eateries to San Francisco's Flynn Group, 368 locations in all. Flynn says it will keep its Arby's headquarters here in Tulsa. Hotel operators don't care for it, but Mayor Bynum has signed a 3% hotel tax. The tax is on lodging at hotels with over 110 rooms. The money will be set aside for promotion and tourism efforts. A campaign led by Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform puts 21 commutations before the governor.
The applications were from people locked up for low-level, mostly drug offenses, with prison time reduced or eliminated by State Question 780.
Based on the will of the voters of Oklahoma and the legislators, plus my thorough review of all these cases, I cannot think of a reason why they should remain in our prison system. They will be out today.
Project Commutation is also helping those former inmates get addiction treatment, housing, and work. 8 more go to the Pardon and Parole Board next week. Oklahomans for Criminal Justice Reform hopes lawmakers will make State Question 780 retroactive next year. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
It was a rough evening in Tulsa traffic. A woman is dead and a suspect on the run following a hit-and-run crash at Peoria and Virgin last night. Another crash took a pedestrian's life about midnight when he was struck on an expressway ramp at Highway 75 and 71st Streets. Our weather forecast, cloudy today, 44 for a high. Overcast and cold tonight, 27 for an overnight low. Then a winter storm watch with freezing drizzle early tomorrow, transitioning to rain, then to eventually snow. Right now, cloudy and 46. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.